Good afternoon. I guess you can tell by how long it took me to walk across over here. We've been talking about young folk up to this point, and the next recipient, I think, graduated in the 60s. My candidate graduated in the 50s. Not the late 50s, but the early 50s. 1952. And I'm here to speak on behalf of Booker T. Hogan, Jr. If there's a junior, that means that there must have been a senior. But here in Brenham, there was a little Booker. And we didn't call Mr. Booker Big Booker, but he was a Big Booker. And then my candidate today was called Little Booker Hogan all around here. I guess he still called it by those who were around back at that time. It's my pleasure just to say a few words on behalf of Booker Hogan. We were in elementary school, well, we only had one school when I was in school. We were in school together from, my family moved here in 1947, from then until he graduated in 1952, and I graduated in 1953. He's older than I am, so. But I'm told that Booker was a bad little old boy. Now, I didn't consider the things that he was doing all that bad, but he was a fairly active young fellow with all kind of little tricks and things going on around him. But he not only was an active little fellow, but he was also a smart young man. And he demonstrated that for all of his life. He graduated from Pickett High School in 1952. He was president of his class. He was also the valedictorian of the class. And he left there and went to Prairie View, got a degree in chemistry, which is on the program, and then worked in that field for a number of years. And in 1974, he changed over and became a lawyer. Now, I have to say this about Booker. Little Booker was little back in those days. I have a picture where we took him, and I was taller than he was at that time. He's grown since then. But when we were playing football together, we played Brookshire in 1951, and we beat Brookshire 129-0. And Little Booker got a touchdown that day. But I also want to say to you that I guess Little Booker needed a lot of guidance growing up. And most of you who've been around Brenham a long time know his mother, Mrs. Gladys Hogan. But you didn't know that she had to bring him over here today as her little boy at the age of 98. This is for your son, Mrs. Hogan, but raise your hand so the people who have been in Brenham to know the she worked for the school district for a whole lot of years as a teacher, taught English to me and a whole lot of young people. And then after school desegregation came, she worked as an administrator, I think, around here and done a lot of work. So those of you who have been in Brenham a while, especially those of you connected with the school district, know of her work. And of course her son has followed in along the line. He had a good career in as a chemist, working for a lot of the major corporations, and then he became a lawyer. Both of us ended up in Los Angeles. Now if you a lawyer making a lot of money, you have an office in Beverly Hills. Booker had an office, had his office out in Beverly Hills, so I just assumed that he was making a lot of money. When I had to go see him, I had to go all the way to Beverly Hills to see him. That's a high rent district. But in 1992, after his father passed, he came back to Brenham. He's been back in Brenham since that time, practicing law. He's my lawyer. He's a good one. He's passed every bar association, all that kind of stuff. If you look in, I think it's in the program. He's to practice before the U.S. District Court in Texas, U.S. District Court in California, the California Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, got all of that. So he's very versatile, but he's, I think he specializes in property, intellectual property, probate, and some criminal law. I guess in Brenham you practice whatever you can. But it's just I'm just so happy and it's my pleasure to introduce to y'all Mr. Booker T. Hogan, Jr., Lil Booker.
It should be understood that James is slightly biased because you can tell because of the length of our friendship. We were bandmates and we were on the only district champion football team that Pickard High had. And before I get started, I will introduce my guests. On our table over here, there's my mother, my son, my wife, and Mr. and Mrs. Petty. On table 14 back there, my sisters and her husband and their husbands, and Mary Jo Holloway and her husband, and my brother-in-law and his wife. I won't have all these people stand up, but these are people that are supporting me. To the members of the committee for the BISD that selected me for this honor, I say thank you. It's truly an honor to be selected as a distinguished graduate of the oldest school district in the state of Texas. As I sought the meaning of my selection for this honor, I reflected upon my past and I realized how I came to be considered for this honor. It goes without saying that I'm no Topsy, and I think all of you know who Topsy was in literature. But anyway, I'm the product of a series of exceedingly fortunate circumstances. And I want to share with you some of the events that I feel form the basis for who I am. First, I was fortunate to be born to two parents who each had two parents. And that's very important. That's not, it's becoming unheard of with single families and divorces and so forth at the rate that we see them. But in my case, my parents were together all of my life, and their parents were together, and in each case, their parents were there together until death did where they part. My parents and my grandparents provided a stable environment for me in which I could grow. They let me know that I was loved, they protected me, and they prepared me for school and taught me the meaning of work. As I remember, I had chores from the time I was 5 years old until the time I left high school to go to college. I fed the chickens, answered the phone, hauled hay to the livestock, you name it, washed cars, all during the time that I was at high school in Brenham. During the Christmas holidays, I went to Fort Worth and I waited tables at my grandfather's cafe. And I learned how to grow chickens in a professional manner. My grandfather had chickens, and we had brooders, professional brooders, about 5 feet high. And you would start with baby chicks, and you'd move them down, and you feed them until they... I got so good at that, I was disqualified for competing in the FAA contests in high school. I continued to work even when I went to college. My father put me in charge. At that time, my father had two jute boxes on location in Prairie View. I was the hero. At that time, the jute boxes were mechanically, would have mechanical problems and they would get jammed. So they wouldn't call my dad and they would call me. And I'd have to go over there and unjam the jute boxes. It was my job to make sure that the latest records were on the jute boxes. So I was a hero. Anytime the music stopped, they called Booker T. During the school vacations, I would go to Fort Worth during the holidays at Prairie View. I would go to Fort Worth, and I would drove a 10-wheeler dump truck that my grandfather had, and it was under contract. Go down into the pits and haul dirt into the refinery. This I did in the daytime from 7 o'clock in the morning to about 5. At night, I would wait tables at the Rivercrest Country Club. I even had a taste of military training and discipline, and I went to ROTC summer camp. After summer camp, I think I got my most impressive experience, and then I worked on the railroad for a whole week. That experience taught me that the education was the root. There had to be another way. Which brings me, so when I left Brenham, I was ready to be doing something other than working. And that's when I went to Prairie View and I learned a few things. And I graduated from Prairie View with a bachelor's degree in chemistry and a minor in biology. And the rest of it, I became a professional. And the life was easy. But I credit Brenham Independent School District with that. I went to Pickett High School, and there were 12 or 14 staff persons, and I attended classes under 10 of them. I went through the system before Brown versus Board of Education, and when I was in high school, there were consequences of misbehavior, which I understand does not exist right now. Kids were not sent to the principals for discipline. The teachers handled it. Discipline in the high schools at the time I was there included corporal punishment that was meted out in front of the class. It had a permanent effect on the kid. You didn't have to worry about a kid going home and saying somebody did something wrong to me. You had 20 witnesses. And the kid was thoroughly embarrassed. There was another benefit of the Brenham ISP, Brenham, being a student in Brenham ISD. The teachers conducted themselves with respect, and they demanded respect. I understand. I don't think that. In fact, yes, I can relate to one instance. There was a gentleman, pretty big guy, cursed out my chemistry teacher, whose name was Mr. Wilburn, and the kids knew. And Mr. Wilburn cold-cocked him and knocked him out. Didn't get a disciplinary spanking. And nobody had any trouble. Mr. Wilburn and none of the other teachers had any trouble out of the students after that. That was an additional, if not an intentional, benefit of the Brenham ISD education at that time. From the time I was at Pickett, I never saw a new text. Textbooks were provided to us by the Brenham Independent School District that were well used 2 or 3 years by Brenham High. And these texts had underlining and highlighting in them, extensive underlining and highlighting in them. This was good stuff. You know, as you read the text, you wonder, why in the world would they put the underline here? Sometimes the underline made sense. Sometimes it didn't. Either way, your attention was called to the passage that you were trying to read. If you turn to the page, you got, it was right there for you. So when I left Brenham at the age of 16, I was ready to participate in a lifetime process of learning. And my resume, the jobs that I had in the aerospace industry, my recognition by Ebony Magazine and by Prairie View, all of those things followed. But I owe it to the beginning instance. One other thing I wanted to tell you about. Mr. Dennis mentioned the football team. Well, at that time, I weighed a whole 130 pounds. And I wasn't ever a starter on the football team. Thanks to Mr. Petty, who was assistant coach, I learned that I was important to the team. The starters practiced against me and other substitutes. They ran over us, and they learned how to win, and they won because we provided dummies for them. We were important. Mr. Petty let me know that. Get back up, man. We used to have a guy, if I can just spend one more minute, we had a guy named Calvin Hubert. Calvin Hubert weighed about 195 to 200 pounds, and I was about 120, 130. Calvin Hubert's in the practice. He would run through that line, and I was playing defense. See, the first string was being practiced. And I remember Calvin Hubert coming through that line, and I could, generally I would try to get out of his way and jump on him. But one time I couldn't get out of Calvin's way. But I stopped him. He just ran all over me and he stumbled. It was funny. But we hit it and we made it and we were district champions. The only district championship team that Brenham Independent School District had was Pickard High School. I therefore say to my parents who provided me with a sound basis for going to school, for my teachers who responded to my whys with intelligent answers that satisfied me at the time, and to Brenham Independent School District for having started me on the road. Thank you.